Well, the world is still coming to terms with the fall of the Assad regime in Syria. Israel Defense Forces are deploying into the country. Likewise, the Americans undertaking airstrikes against what they say is potential ISIS cells to prevent them growing and gaining traction in the area. Meanwhile, of course, Bashar al-Assad has vacated the country, has run to asylum in Russia. With us is Razan Ibrahim, who is an Irish-Syrian journalist. Razan, you will obviously have extensive connections through Syria and through family and friends there. What's the reaction and the sense there in the aftermath of the collapse of the regime?
Yeah, absolutely. Just actually to mention here the irony that the Assad regime and Assad himself was the cause of displacing millions, five Syrian refugees. They sought asylum across the world. Now he is the one seeking asylum. So at least there is kind of justice. However, when I talk to my family, to my friends across Syrian cities, towns, I can tell you the overwhelming majority are over the moon, super happy, super proud. And they have also a lot of celebrations across the cities, across the country. People are really, really still can't believe how a regime that has ruled Syria for 53 years, and we've thought before that we will never be able to get rid of the Syrian regime. And now look, in 10 days, the whole regime is toppled, is out, and now Syria in a new era, I would say. But absolutely, there is a huge relief, a huge enjoyment and happiness around everyone. But there are also some speculations, anticipation, and some as well fear in general. I would understand the change is definitely difficult for any person now, you know, a country big as Syria, and as well speculations on what Syria is going to look like for the future.
Is there fear in that? Because an awful lot of the analysis is pointing out that when you have an authoritarian regime that collapses, the vacuum that forms can be filled by all types of different factions and all types of different, potentially also authoritarians or problematic sects. So what's the sense of either optimism or trepidation about what comes next?
Yeah, absolutely. From talking to people, there is a sense of optimism and positivity. Let's not forget as well the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which is the leading military group, led the offensive against the Syrian regime. It is organized the group. And they have done, they have joined as well other groups around Idlib and in Aleppo, etc., the whole region. So they have sense of organization. When they took over, there was a vacuum, I have to say, maybe for one day or 2 days, but they tried to fill this vacuum across cities. And for example, now the capital, Damascus, we've witnessed incidents of looting, burning government places. There were like not certain, you know, like atmosphere in the capital, Damascus, in other cities as well. But what we are seeing right now, they are trying to fill this vacuum in 1 or 2 days. And they are trying to collaborate with police in Syria that they were already, you know, existing. And they are all also trying to collaborate with other groups, you know, local civil groups in each town and each city to try actually to avoid this vacuum. So we have seen these steps so far. And I would like to mention something really important. The regime change happened and the transition happened with no blood. In a way, we were expecting, if it's going to happen in the future, that there will be bloodshed around Syria. But luckily, that the transition so far have been no bloodshedding, have been smooth, There were incidents, definitely, from, you know, like areas and cities, but they were not systematic and they were not really prominent. So there were very small incidents. But in general, we haven't seen the bloodshedding that people and Syrians were afraid of, you know, before. So which is, I have to say, this is in fairness, a good step for Syrians, that we are starting a new era with way less bloodshed as we were expecting before.
Well, on that topic, Razan, obviously Bashar al-Assad himself has put himself beyond prosecution by virtue of escaping to Russia and to asylum there. But with a 50-year regime, there are obviously an awful lot of people of that regime who remain in the country. To what extent do you think will there be a desire for vengeance from the population?
Definitely, you know, when that happened, you will hear voices of revenge. You will hear voices of we will pay back or eye to eye. However, and I have to be as well very, very fair, what is happening currently on the ground, let's say, I'm giving an example in my hometown, Latakia, which is very diverse, minorities, and it is extremely sensitive city because it was the stronghold of Assad regime. So what happened just yesterday, the HTS group and other groups, in addition to religious leaders from Christian community, from Alawite community, from Shia community, Armenians, etc. So, and they were sitting on one table discussing, we need to not revenge. It's all behind us and we are now heading towards a new Syria. Now, this is our hope, if you get me. This is what we wish. So far, indications are leading towards that it will be, you know, more in a way, smooth transition to a new Syria. Hopefully, we don't see revenge and we don't see this. However, and I'm seeing a lot from Syrian activists, and definitely we need justice. And this is extremely important. You know, 50 years of oppression, killing, airstrikes, displacement. We need justice, and what we are seeing now calls for justice through court system, justice system in Syria. So we are trying to advocate for that because this is very important.
What do you see as the sort of the future alignment of Syria? Because this is being interpreted first and foremost as a significant blow to Russia's influence in Syria and to the alignment, the perceived alignment with the Assad regime with Iran. Where to next?
Absolutely. Now, let's remember as well that Russia has the biggest military base on the Mediterranean in Tartus city. And it's still there. They did rent, they said, from the Syrian regime for 99 years. So we have 95 years, they said. So in a way, Russia is still there. They have their base. And Russia is so strongly hold to that base because it's the only one for Russia in the warm waters in the Mediterranean. Now, we don't know what is going to happen. This is going to be a big question. There could be some agreement between Turkey and Russia and the groups. We don't know, to be honest, right now. But I think the future will tell what will happen to that. Now, in general, what I'm seeing as well from reports in general that they want to have good relation with all neighboring countries, Arab countries. And this is important for Syrian people. We don't want to be in line with one country or Iran or Russia. Absolutely not. It is open to everyone with respect and you know, respect relations, brotherhood relations, etc. And that is, I think, I'm feeling that this is the call in general. Hopefully, as I said, I just want to say we are really in uncertain times. A lot to comprehend, a lot to think of and analyze. Only time will tell.
What then of the impact of time on the Syrian people who have been cast effectively to the four winds over the last decades? We've seen mass exodus from the country. Is there scope for people to be able now to go home?
Definitely. And I'm seeing currently a lot of people from Turkey. I know people who are in Jordan in Za'atari camp, which is one of the biggest, you know, refugee camps, and other as well in the capital, Amman. They are packing their bags to come back. I believe that the refugees who are displaced and suffering the most, which is living in tents in Lebanon, as well on the borders of Turkey, even like refugees in Turkey, I am seeing a lot of people now calling to go back to their homes, to their land, to their neighborhood and cities. So that is an overwhelming one, definitely. But at the same time, people and Syrians, they need to see stability more first. And they need to see that the situation is safe for everyone. And they need to see that there is assurance. You can practice your religion freely. You can express your religion freely and even express your opinion as well, you know, like political opinion, etc. So I think this is just a waiting time to discover what's going to happen next. But at the moment, people are happy and celebrating. And I think this is really important to focus on as well.
Razan, thank you very much. That is Razan Ibrahim.